respect to Michael Jackson, but when it comes to the best-selling albums of all time, the king of pop has just been dethroned. His 1982 album Thriller is now the second best-selling album of all time, according to the Recording Industry Association of America. Second, despite going platinum 33 times. And who now claims the crown? Who has gone platinum 38 times? Take it easy, take it easy. The Eagles, for their 1976 album titled Their Greatest Hits 1971 to 1975. And this is not the first time the Eagles and Michael Jackson have dueled for the top spot.
The only album that ever outsold the Eagles' greatest hits was Michael Jackson's Thriller.
That's Allison Elwood. She directed the 2013 documentary History of the Eagles.
It's great news for the band, and I'm thrilled for them, no pun intended, that they've beaten Thriller out. And hopefully more people will listen to the music as a result. Desperado. So those songs came to define moments in our lives. You know, they evoke memories. It's something about those guys that were in that band that had something very magical. And the music captures it. Oh,
you're a hard one. Okay, so to recap, the artists holding the best-selling albums of all time, we got the Eagles at number one, Michael Jackson number two, and number three, it's the Eagles again for their album Hotel California. Welcome to the Hotel California. Even though they've landed on two of the top three perches, the Eagles should stay alert. Jonathan Lamme is the executive director of communication at RIAA, the group keeping track of this musical achievement. And he says best-selling album positions can and will change.
That list is going to be competitive. You got to stay tuned. You got to keep an eye on it because I have no doubt it's not going to be the exact list it is now in 5 years.